Well, welcome to Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. Congrats to the Braves on their Game 1 win after scoring 6 runs in the 7th.
And make sure you watch Game 1 between the Padres and Dodgers tonight, 9 Eastern on FS1. Walker Buehler gets the start for L.A. against the Padres, led by superstar Fernando Tatis Jr.
Tatis, all right, let's get this thing rolling and head to Dallas, where the Cowboys are 1-3 for the first time in a decade. Dak Prescott is on pace to shatter the all-time passing yards record, but it's only resulted in 1 win. The Cowboys' defense has been non-existent, allowing at least 38 points in 3 straight games. Despite the slow start, executive VP Stephen Jones says, quote, "We're not as far away as it seems." Nacho, what's the biggest reason for the Cowboys?
Marcellus, one of my favorite shows growing up was Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Because you spun the wheel, and regardless, more than likely, it was going to land on something promising, something you could, you know, you could look forward to.
Not bankrupt?
Hopefully not.
Okay.
When I think about the Cowboys' failures, you could really spin the wheel, and you're more than likely going to land on somebody to blame.
Ooh.
But who I'm going to land on is actually the players. Not Jerry Jones this time.
Okay.
Not Mike McCarthy this time.
Okay.
Not even defensive coordinator Mike Nolan. I'm going to land on the players. Why? Marcellus, because these Cowboys players with the star on their logo, they cash in and then they check out. I don't blame Jerry Jones for paying who he's paid. I blame the players for getting their money and then taking off when it comes to performance. Let's talk about it first, because I'm going to really give y'all some nuggets here. DeMarcus Lawrence, he cashed in first. Boy, he signed him a $100 million deal. Well, 2017, DeMarcus Lawrence, he was playing for a contract. He had 13 and a half sacks. He got tagged. You're it. 2018, he was playing under the franchise tag. He still wanted that long-term deal.
Give me that.
Gave you 10 and a half sacks. But then in 2019, after signing for $100 million, he only had 5 sacks this year. Top 20 highest paid defensive lineman. He's the only one who doesn't have a sack or QB pressure. Well, let's spin the wheel. Who's up next? Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh,
he cashed in, boy. Then he checked out. 2016, 17, 18, 101 yards per game. Top in the NFL. 131 scrimmage yards. Top tier in the NFL. But then he got paid before 2019. What happened? Yards per game down to 84.8. Down 2020, 68 yards per game. He leads the statistical category, Marcellus.
What's that?
I forgot to tell you.
Where?
He leads the NFL in fumbles lost. Spin the wheel.
Man,
who's up next? Amari Cooper.
Another one.
Cashed in, baby. 2018 and 19. 10% of the time he was catching the ball, it was going to be a tutty. It was going to be a touchdown. 14 and a half yards of reception. But then he got paid $100 million, and now 37 receptions, but only 1 touchdown on the season? The problem, Marcellus,
is
that the players are cashing in and they checking out. So more than anybody, I got to blame some of these players.
Ooh, I like that. You got a full screen of me up there? You know, I play for the Cowboys. I know all about Robin Jerry Jones. Let me just tell you that. The biggest issue in Dallas. Who's to blame in Dallas? I have to give you a bigger picture than you just gave us.
Please
you
do.
Went where I'm going to go.
Uh-oh, go
but
there.
I got to look at it from the macro perspective, 30,000 feet up. Stat-wise, we all know what's the most important stat in terms of wins and losses.
Mm-hmm.
Turnovers. Oh, what are the Dallas Cowboys? Oh, the most giveaways in the NFL.
Ugh.
So stat-wise, we're going to go there. Let's talk about unit-wise, because you know how it goes. We have a team meeting. It's only like 5 minutes. The rest of the time, we break off into our factions. Defense, 32nd in points allowed. Okay, now let's get to what Coach always says. If you're going to call somebody out, use their name and number.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I'm going to use
Don't
his name.
Don't do it.
His name.
Don't do it.
Coach is Ezekiel Elliott.
Uh-oh.
And his number is 21. Now, why am I going to call out Ezekiel Elliott? Because this is going to be my flow chart. It all lands on Dak's feet or Dak's shoulder in terms of all the pressure that this team is putting on him. But let's see how it happens. Ezekiel Elliott in this full screen, I'm just going to give it to you like you did, but make it a little simpler. 2016, oh, we got us a beast. Look at this rookie. This rookie out here cooking 5.1 yards per attempt. Look at him now, 3.9. All right, whatever. Yards per reception. Oh, look at him. A first down every time he catches the ball. Look at him now. Longest run. This is when you start losing your juice right here. Your spark plugs are not firing. You start seeing them 60 yards was his longest run. Now, 24. Ooh, that's a decline. 83, longest reception. Now, 19. And the worst part of it all is at the bottom. Percentage of offensive snaps. It has gone up. What am I saying in summation? The more usage that Zeke has, the less production they're getting out of him. Oh. You can talk about everyone else, but no one else has this in terms of the numbers. So this is how it works in flowchart. Dak Prescott's like, I got to go out there and have record-setting performances just because we have no balance in our offensive attack. Zeke, you're useless with the ball or you're going to fumble the ball. What does that do? All of a sudden, time of possession. We're on the field a lot shorter than other teams because we're either fumbling the ball away or we're not doing anything with it in the running game. 31st in time of possession. What does that lead to? A tired-ass defense that's bad already, getting on the field too often.
They 32nd tied,
in points allowed, which falls right back on Dak, and he has to set records just to keep this team alive. It's unfortunate Dak's going to get the criticism, but it really needs to fall on number 21.
Marcellus, when I was in college, after every game, we would play on Saturday. On Sunday, we'd gather as a team on the football field, and we had to do up-downs. They were called NOSs.
Oh, I remember them.
Because NOSs, they stood for not our standard. Mm. So you would have to get, you'd get about three, four, five NOSs based on loafing or jogging to the football, and you'd have to run into the middle of the field and say, my name's Emmanuel Acho, number 18, and I had three too many NOSs. Mm. And coach would say, blow the whistle, down. Okay, here's a problem, Marcellus.
I need to do some of them.
I got a bunch of Cowboys players that need to do some NOSs.
Give it to me.
Marcellus, there's a phrase, this you? And that phrase, this you, was undefeated. Cowboys defensive lineman Tristan Hill. Y'all remember against the Seahawks playing against a Chris Carson? He gator rolls this dude. Don't worry, I'm going to show it to you again. the play is over, but you know what? You're smaller than me, so I'm going to abuse you illegally and hurt you. But Tristan Hill against the Cleveland Browns, is this you? Mano y mano, you squared up in the trenches. You taking on a lineman. Oh, I'm going to highlight it for the world to see because you got to put an address on it. And now you get thrown out the club like you wearing some Jordan and it's dress shoes only. That's you on your back? Here's my problem, Marcellus. I got to blame the players because the players not doing what they supposed to be doing. It's some coaches at fault, and if there's time, I'm going to get to that. It's ownership at fault, and if there's time, I'm going to sprinkle a little bit of ownership on this blame pie here. But the players, bro, you got to play the game.
You got to play the game. And I'm glad we're not pointing upstairs. Jerry signed the checks.
Correct.
He thought y'all were going to take that as commitment and do your end of the bargain. And that's what's not happening. I got to stay focused, though, Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel, I listen. I have a pulse of the national conversation. And I'm not hearing Zeke's name as much. I keep hearing, Dak with those empty calorie yards. It doesn't translate. And Zeke just sitting there with his big old belly, feed me, feed me. I'm not feeding you when last year, every time you touched the ball, you would fumble 118th touch. This year, when I hand you the ball, you will fumble on the 31st touch. What does that tell me as offensive coordinator? Don't give him the ball that much because the ball's going to hit the ground. Two 100-yard games in the last 12. And then let's talk about the fact that Ezekiel, last time we saw you in the playoffs, you let Dak down, you let the team down. 20 carries, 47 yards. Everyone keeps saying, no, no, give him the ball more. Trust me. They gave Zeke the ball 22 times in the first 2 weeks. Saw the production decline. Now that they're kind of coming back. 14 times, 12 times. We need to see Zeke eat the way that Zeke used to eat. Other than that, it's going to collapse on the Cowboys.
Real quick, one more spin.
Okay.
Because I got to blame Mike McCarthy real quick. I can't go a whole block without talking about this man, Mike McCarthy, who tried to sabotage the Falcons game, going for two fake punts. Not one, but two. One in the first quarter. What are you doing? Mike McCarthy against the Browns in this game kicked the ball deep. You're down by three. It's 41-38. You've come all the way back. Please don't squib kick. You squib kick, the Browns now get it at their 50. Because you get it at their 50, Odell Beckham can run a reverse. Uh-huh. If you kick it deep and the Cowboys start at their 20 or 25, offensively, schematically, you can't run the reverse. The players are to blame, absolutely. But Mike McCarthy is a head coach. You know these pieces that you got. Players are to a degree a reflection of their coach. McCarthy, I need more out of him as well. This coming Sunday.
Okay, since you want to lose your focus, I got to lose my focus a little bit. That damn defense, dog, it's going to kill him. It's going to kill him. Let me give it to you like this. Since you're last in points allowed, went back the last 5 years and looked at the teams that were last in points allowed. And how many wins did they have? 5 wins, 4 wins, 4 wins, 2 wins. Oh, 7 wins. That was Drew Brees almost throwing for 5,000 yards, 101 quarterback rating. Oh, I feel for you, Dak Prescott and these Cowboys. Fix the defense and come on, Zeke. Coming up, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, just keep on winning. We'll tell you if they're already the NFL's next dynasty. Next, speak for yourself, presented by Hyundai.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. Let's head to Kansas City, where the Chiefs didn't score a touchdown till late in the third last night, but still beat the Cam Newton-less Patriots. KC is now a perfect 4-0 for an NFL record fourth straight season. If that wasn't enough, the defending champs have won 13 straight, dating back to last year. So, Marcellus, big bro, talk to me. Are the Chiefs already the NFL's next dynasty?
No, don't even let that leave your mouth right there. No, they're not a dynasty. Amazing that this is going to be a conflation situation. And I knew Acho would be guilty of it.
Guilty, Your Honor.
All you heard was NFL record. Three straight seasons, 4-0. And then you said, oh, my God, Patrick Mahomes has never lost in September. Oh, this is amazing. This is a dynasty. And I started to think, oh, wow, three straight seasons. So that means they have three Lombardis. Oh, no, they don't. Oh, okay. No, I'm bad math, Marcellus. Get your calculator out. Okay. They have two. Oh, no, they haven't even been to two. Wow. So they have one. All right, dynasty. Hell no, this is not a dynasty. This is showing you that a dynasty, if you're going to even be in the conversation, is going to look so many different ways. I take you back to my era. Mm-hmm. There was a 1-3 team that I played against in 2001.
Talk to me.
They looked a little bad out there. That's really what a dynasty looks like. The New England Patriots. So you don't have to be undefeated for three consecutive years to now ignite a conversation about you being dynastic. Just go out there and win the Super Bowl consecutive years. How about even be in the Super Bowl consecutive years before you start talking about dynasty?
Marcellus, when I was working on my undergrad degree, I took a class called Weather and Climate. And in weather and climate, they taught us how to identify clouds. One cloud is a...
Just look at them.
No. But one cloud is a nimbus cloud because a nimbus cloud is a large gray rain cloud. See, you don't have to wait till it starts raining to identify the cloud and say, uh-oh, it's about to rain. The Chiefs are already a dynasty, and I don't have to wait for them to win 5, 6, 7 Super Bowls for me to sit here and tell you, uh-oh, Marcellus, they are, in fact, a dynasty. Here's why. They've already done some dynastic, if you will. They've done some dynastic things. Y'all heard it. 4 consecutive seasons starting 4-0, but that doesn't make you a dynasty. Mm. Here's why I'm telling you, if they aren't already, they will be.
Well, give me
a great head coach. I told you this before.
Yeah.
Plus a great quarterback, and I will give you multiple Super Bowls. Montana and Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
Staubach and Landry. Belichick and Brady. That's
one.
Only three. I can give you more. You have Tomlin and you have Roethlisberger. I had multiple. Mm-hmm. You have Aikman and you have Johnson. I have multiple. Mm-hmm. You have Bradshaw and you have Noah. I have multiple.
Oh.
Give me a great head coach and a great quarterback, and I, sir, will give you a dynasty. But before I toss this hot potato mic back to you, remember this. The Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, that combination is currently 28-7, an 80% winning percentage.
Go, Andy.
Bill Brady, Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, their winning percentage, 75%. Staubach and Landry, 75%. Montana and Walsh, 68%. What I'm saying is very simple.
Yeah.
Mahomes and Andy Reid are already doing dynasty type of things and are tracking as great as, if not better than, the previous dynasties we've seen.
Mm. Wow. A Nimbus cloud, you say?
Nimbus cloud.
The dark gray ones?
The gray ones.
Yeah, that's the Miami clouds where you don't even get your car washed because it's going to rain every single second of the day, 3 o'clock every afternoon. Well, this is L.A. It never rains in Southern California. I don't give a damn what you studied in cloud coverage at University of Texas State School. God, you got an easy degree. Let me bring this to you with numbers because I'm not even going to go into that class.
2 degrees, sir. Two degrees. Get it straight. National television. Put some respect on my academic name.
I do put respect. Two adds up to none. Okay, let's go here. Andy Reid has been coaching now in his 22nd years. I wonder how many Super Bowl championships Andy Reid... Who's an amazing coach? Don't you make me do this. But Andy Reid has been coach. So 21 years Andy Reid was coach. How many Super Bowls? I can't even say plural. How many Super Bowl did he win? One. And now all of a sudden, they're just going to run them off, even though they can't even go back to the Super Bowl. Well, at least we haven't seen it just yet. Here's the problem with you saying, oh, you get a great coach and a great quarterback, and voila, dynasty. Is Drew Brees a great quarterback?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Is Sean Payton,
Payton a great coach?
TBD, you tried to tell me he wasn't, sir.
I was lying. I'm trying to win a block. I'm trying to win this block right now. The point is he's going to go down in lore as a great coach. How many Super Bowls? I'm sorry. I keep making that mistake. Super Bowl have they won? That's the point of this. You're getting way in front of your skis in terms of, oh, we got Andy Reid, and he's finally over that, and the gorilla's off his back, and now we have a great, phenomenal, maybe best ever quarterback in the making, but you can't add it up so fast, brother. Let the equation go.
The equation will go, but what I'm trying to say is, Marcellus, look at the warning signs. Take heed.
Oh, hurricane.
The hurricane's
coming.
Yes, the hurricane of a dynasty is. Patrick Mahomes has won a Super Bowl before he has lost a game by more than 7 points. See, sometimes y'all get distracted by the tone and y'all don't hear the message. So I'm going to calm down and say this in my inside voice.
I like this.
Patrick Mahomes has won a Super Bowl before he has lost a game by more than 7 points. Patrick Mahomes has won a Super Bowl, bro, before losing by more than 7 points. Did you hear that? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
The Chiefs allow less than 28 points, Patrick Mahomes is 25-1. Y'all got to score 29 just to have a shot
to beat me. Yeah.
So when I look at that, I say, you know what, Marcellus? It might still be a little sunny out. Because every now and then, you can see the sun and you can see a cloud at the same time.
Miami.
But what I'm telling you, along with the rest of the world, is the Chiefs, if they aren't already, they're about to be a dynasty. Mm. Coming up, Jimmy Butler was on a mission in Game 3. We'll tell you if his Heat can steal a win tonight against LeBron's Lakers. Next, Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. That would be Mission Impossible.
Welcome back to Speak for Yourself, presented by Hyundai. Let's move on to the NBA Finals, where the Lakers will try to bounce back from Jimmy Butler's 40-point triple-double. Butler will reportedly have some help tonight since Bam Adebayo is planning to play. LeBron James, leaning on his finals experience to stay focused, says, quote, until the series is completed, I kind of stay on edge, stay locked in. Well, let's stay locked in, Acho. Will the Heat steal Game 4 from the Lakers? Nice. Steal it.
No, that's not a chance.
Not a chance?
Not a chance, Marcellus. What I love about laws, and I'm not talking about necessarily man-made laws, but I'm talking about earthly laws, laws of gravity, laws of attraction, Newton's laws. What I love about them is they can't be defied. Mm. And what can't be defied in this series is the law of averages. Mm. Because Jimmy Butler played out of his mind 40 points last game.
Really?
Standing ovation. But Jimmy Butler averages roughly 20 points a game, 22.9 to be specific, in the playoffs. So the law of averages, just like the law of gravity, it's going to pull the Heat right back down to where they should be, below the Lakers. Now, Jimmy Butler, after he dropped 40 points in the Eastern Conference semis, game one against the Bucks, next game, he had 13 points. The 12 games since his last 40-point game and the 40-point game
Don't
he dropped on Sunday, he averaged 19 points a game. Phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. 20 points in the NBA playoffs. Phenomenal job. But the law of averages say that 40-point game Jimmy Butler gave me was an outlier. Furthermore, LeBron, the King James.
Mm.
He let Jimmy Butler outplay him last game. Mm. You think that's about to happen again? No, sir. I ain't worried about nothing. He ain't about to steal nothing.
Okay, well, let's stay in your world of laws that can't
Please
be defied.
Do.
They can't be defied, but they can be broken. And the Heat will break the law tonight and steal this game, Game 4, from LeBron and the Lakers. Oh, you want to use law of averages? Oh, my God. I hate to do this to you. LeBron James, up 2-1 in the finals. His teams have lost two of the previous three times. Law of averages tells us that this team, the Heat, are going to climb right back into the series if you want to go there. But I don't think you want to go there. Let's talk about what the Heat are as you bring up Jimmy Butler. Really, he averaged around 19 points a game. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. The Lakers are used to going after two-headed monsters. What did they see in the last year? You see Murray and Jokic. What did you see before that? You see Harden and you see Westbrook. This ain't that. This is three other guys who average 19-plus as well. This is Voltron. Form arms and legs. Remember that? I used to love that figurine. Here's the point. They're going to come from all places. Imagine you are in a series, and you are only down one game without two of your three best players, and you still find yourself in this prime position, led by a dog in Jimmy Butler, who now has enough surrounding pieces that LeBron James, who was gassed in game three, LeBron James saw a 40-point triple-double coming his way, and LeBron James tapped out of those critical moments when he could have put his foot on their neck. The Lakers are in trouble because they are finally seeing a complete team instead of just a two-headed monster that they could cut the heads off.
Remember, though, Marcellus, that the other laws you have to remember is LeBron James and AD, they only gave you 40 points in game three.
Yeah.
That doesn't even happen.
Oh, I know.
The last time it happened was August 8th. The 18 games that are played between August 8th and Sunday, they average 56 points a game. Mm. When LeBron and AD combine for over 55, they're 28-5, 29-5. What that means is they'll lose one out of every five games. That was the one. You got your one. But really, I just have to listen to LeBron. Mm-mm. Because LeBron utters some truths, and you got to listen closely. Remember, Marcellus, he said when talking about the Mavs 2011 when they lost that finals, he said, that burns me to this day.
I was
like,
it does.
Like, what you talking about? Like, that sounds like a venereal disease left untreated. What you talking about, LeBron?
Are we going there?
Come on, now chill out. But he was saying that
what?
Losing that finals still reminds him of a place he ain't going to go back to. The Lakers will win game four. He's not going to steal nothing.
Nope. Highest offensive rating for the Heat wasn't game three, the one that they won. It was the game they lost, game two. And then they say, all we got to do is fix our defense. Let's do it. Switch from zone to man. You saw the worst game from Anthony Davis as a Laker this year. Mm-hmm. Minus 26 and 33 minutes on the court. They have figured this Lakers team out, and now they get Bam back in the fold. It's going to be
so the Heat win.
The Heat win. Yes, yes, the Heat win. Just like if you ask Pops, who's the better analyst? Me. That's it for us. Catch us tomorrow.